This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special journeys with my friend John Rappaport from No More Fake News, and we can tap into your creative imagination and just ride forever. But I think your message, John, is like, wait, what about everybody else's? You all can do that. You don't need me.
Well, that's the idea. You know, you can treat the audience as something passive. That's just a sort of like a radio that receives a message. But the most exciting thing to me is to see when people wake up and decide to take the bull by the horns and change their own lives and make a new future that is much bigger and more adventurous and exciting and worthwhile than whatever they were stuck in before.
Wait a second, John. You mean you don't want a new Rappaport religion and having acolytes and followers all over the world dependent on your every word?
No.
I say that, and it's silly, and it's not, because there are a lot of folks out there that do really, you know, with the writings that you've been putting out for just years and years and years, people do appreciate you and follow you. But again, your message is unique in that it's like, hey, you know what? I'm not doing anything you can't do. I'm just, you know, being maybe that spark or something like what you said is so accurate to what we try to do here as well. I love it when the light goes on in people and they figure out, man, I can do this. I can do this too. And I don't know what it is about that difference where we are not desirous of people clinging onto our every word versus just empowering people by reminding them of who they really are.
Yeah, that's the major point. That's the major difference. That's the big one. The big one is, what are you going to say that's really going to wake somebody up or help them wake themselves up to their own potential, their own capacity to, the phrase that I like to use is to become an artist of reality. In other words, you design reality, the reality that you want. And of course, eventually that comes to include other people and what is good for them and so on and so forth. But you're doing something for yourself. It isn't just clicking on the TV and staring at the screen and or listening to words float by. This is a big difference between entertainment and something more vital.
Isn't this what we're competing against? I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but you just, you know, put this picture of where reality is being made for people. They are passive recipients of other people's imagery. And the imagery coming through television, through news, through politics, all that, and we do comment on it. It's not that we don't acknowledge it. is something that sets people up for, you know, a life of victimhood. Like they're powerless, unless, of course, you can be stimulated to rage against the machine, except that rage often ends up coming back on yourself. In other words, harming yourself rather than attacking something you perceive to be a threat, which has been maybe manipulated into an artificial reality.
Yeah, the rage part or outrage is understandable. It's what you do with it that counts. If you can channel that into something that's going to have a real effect of change, then yeah, fine, absolutely. But it's more the experience of somebody saying, you know, I was listening to this show on the radio and all of a sudden occurred to me that maybe I should get up off my ass and do something. And that was the first time that I'd had that thought in many years. And then once I did get up, I began to think about and sort through my biggest dreams, for the future and what happened to them and why I put them aside and why I laid them down and forgot about them and went on to other things. And, so now I'm revisiting all of that and I'm feeling more alive and energetic and creative, that there are many options that I can choose from and that I can be inventive and ingenious and all of these kinds of things. Because if that doesn't happen to enough people, then we're all sunk. It doesn't really matter, than what people say, if no real internal change or revolution takes place. And people have to understand that. You for many, many years, me for many, many years, we're not just talking to hear ourselves talk. We may like to hear ourselves talk, but we want to we want to stick a key in a lock and turn it and have the effect be that people say, whoa, wait a minute, I can do a lot more than I thought I could.
Well, my humble motivation to begin with was my lack of physical health, right? I you know, had symptoms and pain and inflammation and chronic diseases, and all I wanted to do was be well, feel better, right? And that opened up a whole world of possibilities of, if I can change this body that I am in, could it be possible to use those same principles and apply them everywhere in my life? And I think people are coming to that, and over years, you know, at their own pace, to the conclusion that, you know, if I've been lied to about, name it, right? If it's health and healing, medicine, what else? The next, you know, logical, if you will, conclusion or leap would be, what else have I been lied to or manipulated about to believe something less than what is really my potential?
Absolutely. It's the same ballpark we're talking about here. It's just extending it further than people normally do. But health and healing is one of the great keys, because if a person actually has the experience like you did of working to understand his own body and heal it, really heal it, and over the long term is successful, then they know that there are solutions and answers way outside the mainstream that nobody is paying attention to. And even more than that, in a way, they know that they have the ability, you know, as you say, the power to heal is yours. That's a fantastic power. It takes work. It takes research. It takes understanding. It takes intuition. It takes instinct. It takes creativity and faith and many things. But when you score a major victory, it builds your confidence. And then you say, well, where else have I been lied to, and what can I do about that? And the more people who say that and do take action, the world changes. And conversely, when they don't, the world stays the same.
You know, I've been drawn to folks over the years that have something more than just a mental construct about these things, but they're walking with a posture that vibrates that they've been through this. They've gone down this road, this pathway, and it comes through differently. I don't know, again, energetically or otherwise, but it's people who have walked the walk, lived it, been where, you know, maybe I perceive that I have been or even in worse circumstances and found a way through it. Now, the question is about those people versus those that, you know, maybe have a mental understanding of something but haven't lived through it. You know, how is it that if, as we talk to folks that maybe are trying to discern the difference so that they know what is the best path for them, you know, what techniques, what options to open themselves up to make those decisions that they, you know, maybe they don't want to go down the same road they've been on. They've been in a, stuck in a pattern or a rut, so to speak. You know, you've written a lot about imagination. We've got another piece that you've written about exercises that can be done to open people up to new, I guess, futures, for lack of a better way to say it.
That was my objective starting about 20, 25 years ago, was to develop imagination techniques and exercises that people could practice on a daily basis. And in the process of doing that, they would find their own or resurrect their own capacity to see new paths where they previously were not seeing them. In other words, people feel, okay, well, I'm doing the only thing I can in life. I'm adjusting. I'm making compromises when necessary. I'm getting by, and I'm squeezing whatever enjoyment or pleasure I can out of the way I'm living my life. But basically, I'm living it and doing it and thinking about it in the only way that works or makes sense or is possible. Now, that's a gigantic lie right there. Yeah. But it's very hard to shake people out of that once they're firmly in it, like quicksand. So, but by doing various exercises that have to do with imagination and reopening that latent facility that we all have as individuals, new ideas do begin to come in. Well, what about this? I never thought of that before. And gee, this would be an interesting thing to do. You know, all kinds of new images and ideas now begin to sprout and take wing. And then the individual sees, no, this position that I have in life is not necessarily final. Mm. Everything is up for grabs.
Well, it's up for grabs today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, an intimate conversation with John Rappaport talking imagination. We may hit some topical news stories or items he's written about recently, particularly strange stuff about gender identity and children. It's gotten really bizarre, but we'll see if we can make some sense out of it or creatively imagine our way out of it. The new article, Exit from the Matrix, Imagination Exercises for a New Life by John Rappaport. We have it, and you all check it out also at nomorefakenews.com, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hull, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hull, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Show notes are up and they're linked. RobertScottBell.com will take you to John Rappaport and NoMoreFakeNews.com and everything else we've covered today and will cover. And, John, you know, over the years you put together, kind of online, if you will, seminars. I mean, we've done stuff together like on the vaccine issue, but to really take it beyond all of the, even the topical and news scenarios, this thing, this concept of breaking through a matrix or getting beyond it. You've talked about imagination and creative techniques to get there. You've listed a lot of things that you're covering for people that want to participate with you on this journey. And this latest article has a lot of that. I don't know if there are some things that just jump right out at you as far as our listeners that maybe want to try something simple, you know, even over a weekend to go, hey, why don't I try this and see what opens up for you? You know, something a little bit practical for folks that maybe are toe dippers, so to speak, if that's even possible.
Well, for example, try this. Take a notebook. On the left-hand page at the top, write things I might want to do in life. And then on the right-hand side, or maybe a few pages later, things I would never want to do in life. And then you start writing on the left-hand side until you've got no more. And then you go to the right-hand side, things I would never want to do in life. And you could write on that topic until you feel like it's all dried up. And then you go back to the left and you keep on shifting back and forth. You can do this on a daily basis for months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually there is a chance that some idea is going to pop up out of nowhere that you're going to look at and say, my gosh, why didn't I think of that before? This is something that I really would want to do in life that would excite me, that would make a breakthrough, that would change my state of mind. It's the alternating back and forth, and you have the most fun with the things I would never want to do in life. Because your imagination is the only limit to the things that you can conceivably, you know, write down. I don't want to eat raw scorpions on a rainy Tuesday afternoon in Detroit, you know, or whatever. Yeah. You've got to kind of loosey-goose it and enjoy it. And you might be surprised after a few days of practicing that little written exercise that you begin to feel different. You know, gee, I don't know what the thing is here, but I'm not feeling quite so locked in. I feel just that sort of rising sense of possibility that I haven't felt in gosh knows how long, and it's great. And you just keep on going, and who knows what might happen.
Well, it's fun when you get into it, as you describe it. It's like for some people that may never have tried something like this, it can be a little bit awkward, but you kind of get through those, maybe you have to push a little bit at the beginning, and then suddenly something opens up, and it's like a spigot or something, it's just wide open. You're like, my gosh, what is this? And it becomes a very alive feeling that people have described, but maybe those of you out there listening have not experienced recently or maybe in your memory at all. And if you think it's kind of a silly exercise, like, why would I write down stuff that I don't want to do? Because the process opens you up to who you really are, right? The things that have been blocking that because other people's imagery, other people's ideas about life or realities have kind of landed on you, and you've accepted them as yours, even if they aren't really what you want.
Right. And sometimes people also block themselves by having some incredible ideas about what they don't want to do.
Hmm.
You know, with that you would say, nobody seriously doesn't want to do that because nobody would ever think that they might want to do that, but you'd be wrong. Because down in the subconscious somewhere, person might be saying to themselves, you know, the one thing that I don't want to do is to have to walk around on the moon without a spacesuit and suddenly find that I'm starved of oxygen. Well, where would that come from? I don't know. But it's coming out of one's own imagination. It's kind of clearing the air, clearing the decks. And once the decks are sufficiently cleared, all sorts of amazing things can happen. In fact, I've got a story that might, I don't know, move over into the next segment here.
Okay, yeah, we got about 20 seconds.
Something that happened to me.
Yeah, so let's set the stage and we'll hear a story from John Rappaport. May, dive into the consciousness of generations because we've all come onto this planet at different times. What does that mean for where we are today? And the things we might long for. It's just a fascinating discussion here with John Rappaport, as always. Check us out. RobertScottBell.com also links up to NoMoreFakeNews.com, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, John Rappaport continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we head into the weekend. And, John, you were about to share a story as it relates to this discussion, whether it be imagination, creativity, getting outside of the matrix box, however you want to describe it.
Yeah, this goes back to 1962. 1962, when I was at the tender age of about 23, 24, broke, young, wild, crazy in New York, and I was determined to become a writer. I was writing. I had also already written a few music reviews for a magazine, and anyway, I went to a few painters' studios, and I saw what they were doing, and I was just blown away. I said to myself, I've got to do this. Got to do this. No way to possibly do it on a scale that I wanted to do, which was large. Didn't have the funds, didn't have the place to live, didn't have anything. But there was something that stimulated my imagination to such an incredible degree that I felt that this was just absolute. I had to paint. No discernible talent, no background, no training, no nothing. Teacher in elementary school, in fact, told my mother at one point, maybe we should take him out of art class because he has zero talent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there I was. I managed to spend a week up in Cape Cod that summer, kind of from hand to mouth, and stayed with a friend and came back into the city, broke, didn't really have an apartment of my own anymore, couldn't afford it, and there I was. So people would say, well, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, all right. So what did I do? As soon as I came back to New York from Cape Cod, I went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which I used to do on a regular basis, and wandered about looking at paintings and so forth, so on. And then, for some reason, well, I was hungry, I was thirsty. They had a cafeteria there, which I had never gone to in my life because the food was horrible. But I had enough for a cup of coffee, and so I wandered in there to get coffee. And there in the cafeteria was a guy that I knew slightly who worked in an art gallery downtown. Hey, how you doing? Ah, how you doing? Sit down. Let's have a cup of coffee. All right, fine. Sit down. And he says to me out of the blue, I'm going to Cape Cod for the rest of the summer this afternoon. I'm really in a pickle because at my studio, I have to make sure it's going to be okay for the rest of the summer. And I have nobody to take it. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, well, I'll take it. I said, the only problem is I don't have any money. He said, well, what could you afford? And I gave him some ridiculous sum.
Yeah.
He said, I'll take it. So I managed to scrape up the first month's rent. He handed me the keys. It was right off of Fifth Avenue in New York, upstairs in a loft that was about 60 feet by 20 feet. That had all manner of art supplies and canvases and paper and paints and brushes,
right,
and a writing table and a bed and a thing and a babbity boobity bing.
Yes.
And that's how the whole process of painting, which I've done on and off ever since, developed for me.
Well, you know, people would say, well, that's not possible without Amazon. You didn't have Amazon.com back then. How did you do that?
How can such synchronicities and coincidences occur? Well, this is my point.
Yes.
That if you are hungry enough for change and you want to do it in a creative direction where what you're now going to be doing in your life is going to be far different because it's going to be much more imaginative and exciting and creative, then you will find eventually, sooner or later, that things that can't happen do happen.
Hmm. That's it's a great example of a reality that when people live it, all of life is exciting. Every moment, every breath is just a whole different adventure. And I found that, you know, testing it, like I said, I go back to my healing story that I had prayed, petitioned, however you want to describe it, to the creative force or God for help. I think when I was sincere enough, when I had suffered enough, I was sent a teacher. This is an age-old concept of when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And from that moment forward, I thought, my gosh, if this could happen here, just like I asked, how many times was I lied to in other areas? Same thing, if I was given this gift here, why couldn't it be possible to be given gifts all throughout my life, in all of these different areas? And that life or spirit or however you want to describe it would meet you on that road. You begin to have an expectation, not of disappointment, but one of extraordinary journeys and adventures and at every turn. And, you know, your needs will be met. And that's, this is not about laying back and doing nothing and becoming passive because you think everything's going to be given to you. But somehow you're creatively, imaginatively meeting and engaging in that. And this is something that's subtle but very important, John. And I know that you get it and you try to teach it. Because there's a misunderstanding about, oh, you just lay back, it'll happen for you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. These are the keys to life. And, you know, some people are never informed. Other people are. Or people are driven, like you were, to the point where it's a crisis and now something suddenly, the clouds part and here come the answers which you reach out for and now you have to do something and you do it and you find, wow, okay, things are changing all of a sudden now for the better. The world looks like it is solid and dense and unchanging and permanent and locked up and nobody can do anything about it. And that may be you know, one of the two or three biggest lies going that has been going since the beginning is that it's there to fool you into thinking that. That's not true. That's not the way things are. In that little story that I told, and there's really a lot more to it than that, sometime, you know, we'll get the whole version here, but it turns out that reality is completely flexible and elastic and changeable, and all sorts of impossible things can happen and do happen to make things better. It's there. It's not the way it looks. That is the primary insight that starts the ball rolling.
So, John, let me throw you the proverbial curveball on that statement. Reality is flexible. We grew up, you grew up in a time where there were men and there were women. Okay, and they had men parts and lady parts in talking physical reality. Now, and you've written about this recently, and we've covered it, and I think there's just some dangerous absurdities about what's going on, that they're giving children who are not of the age of majority, have not fully engaged in who they are in this body that they come into, that are now saying that there's gender confusion or dysphoria or something, that we need to let children decide what gender they are. You know what I'm saying? Because you talk about reality is flexible, and then do people take it all the way into this place where I feel like maybe are we just kind of too old school to see what's going on here?
No, because there's a caveat that you just really brought up that goes along with that statement about reality is really elastic, and that is that people will take the truth and unerringly find a way to screw it up and distort it and exaggerate it and apply it in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people so that the outcome is absolutely disastrous. And this is a very good example of that because it assumes that a four-year-old or a five-year-old or something, unbidden, you know, uninfluenced, we're supposed to believe, by any adult suddenly decides that he or she wants to be the opposite sex. And that there is a path and it involves medical procedures and other things and that the adults are going to go along with this from a child who has no way of making a decision that takes in a conception of the future, of what that means to the future. And just abandoning responsibility completely and utterly as adults and parents to as if the child is the wisdom figure at 4 years old and can make these decisions and everybody bows and scrapes and goes along with it, which is, to me, criminally insane.
Yeah, when we were younger, John, and we saw, like, if a child who was a boy played with dolls, we didn't assume that they wanted to be a girl.
Correct. Or even if a, you know, kid, a boy is suddenly clomping around in his mother's high heels, well, the shoes are strange, that's for sure. They make an odd sound. It's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's comic. Everybody laughs, and
yep.
That's the end of it.
Right.
It's not like, oh, the boy is expressing some hidden desire to become a girl, unless somebody encourages that.
So you're saying in an understated way, perhaps, that this is a misapplication of these concepts we're trying to communicate. Because, as I said, I hear some people, you know, in this modern context going, you guys are just old school. You don't get it, right? I'm like, no. I think there's been an aberration here somewhere along the way that it's not to say no one's ever been confused about something, but that you give a 4 or 5 year old the ability to make a decision that they have no understanding of the lifelong implications of that kind of shift or change.
And then you pretend that it happened out of the blue. This is where the fakery comes in.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything to my child about this. There was never any discussion. All of a sudden, one day, he just approached me, 4 years old, you know, as if in very articulate terms, described how he wanted to do sex change. I mean, this is, you know, there's just lie after lie after insanity going on here. It, to me, it's as simple as, it's as if a child says at 4 years old, my great desire, Dada, is to drive the car. Well, if that's what you want to do,
here's
then, of course, we'll have to accommodate you.
Yeah,
here are the
keys,
and we'll see you later.
John Rappaport, always an amazing journey with you, and we've traveled today through imagination, creativity, and creating your own reality, perspectives like nowhere else in broadcast media. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. It's always great to be here.
All right, back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Doc Rob and, of course, my buddy John Rappaport for a great, great discussion on imagination, creativity, and reality. And, of course, the gender identity issue we just wrapped up a little bit talking about. You know, how is it that they give 4 or 5 year olds the ability to say, I don't want to be a boy, I don't want to be a girl, right? Whatever it is you're born with, they don't want that stuff. You know, this is where corporal punishment for parents could be a good thing. I'm just saying. I mean, really? I'm not into violence, right? But, man, does somebody need to slap you and wake you up if you think 4 or 5 year old kids have the capacity to make those decisions and understand the long-term consequences of that? Yet, we did have a story we didn't cover yesterday about paddling. This is the idea of that. You know, when I was going to school back in the early days of grade school and elementary school, I think there was corporal punishment. You heard about kids.
Was there?
Did
you ever get the paddle?
I did not, but did you? Did you get the paddle?
No. I mean, I'd heard about it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think there was a rumor.
Right.
That something like that could happen at the school that I was at, but didn't know anybody that it actually happened to.
Yeah. I think I made my dad so mad once that he with his hand, he just paddled my butt, right?
Well, damn. That's your dad, though.
Yeah. No, I know, but there are people that say, hey, that's violence. You shouldn't do that. Again, everybody's got to figure out their own parenting.
I got the belt, a few times.
Listen, you survived it, and
I did.
I'm not into beating kids. That's not the point of doing this. But there's an argument about, hey, should paddling be allowed in schools? And basically, where I grew up in Georgia a lot of years, and this is a Georgia story. And here's the problem. Again, whether you as a parent decide that you need to tar and feather your child because they've been bad or maybe they need to learn a lesson, I think there is a basis for it, although I'm not a big fan of it. I don't think I hit my kids I slapped them into attention once or twice, and it was like, if that makes me a bad parent, so be it. But my kids are just fine, as far as I can tell. And when they're probably talking behind my back right now. How dare you, Dad? Right? But the idea that they would do that at school, they're asking for parental permission to do this. I get that. Okay, that's good. But I don't trust the government with, and again, the schools systems, largely their government systems, to determine how best to use it, much less to what restrain or not. Because, you know, if you believe that there are certain things that people can do to other people that should result, for instance, in the death penalty, I could argue, yeah, that's a heinous crime. That person should be taken out. But I don't trust the government to deliver that. I think where I draw the line, Superdon, on this issue. It's not that I don't believe, because, listen, how did you learn to not touch a hot stove? You touched it and it burned you. That's a violent act. That stove violently burned your skin. But it was a vital lesson, and you hopefully never had to learn that again. So there is a point when life has to meet you and teach you this is really serious. And you better learn this because the consequences are dire. Yeah. So, again, for people who are completely nonviolent, life is not nonviolent. There's an element to life, and you look in the natural world where it's kill or be killed scenarios. I'm not arguing that we need to go into the Purge movie. That's not what I'm saying. But it's not so cut and dry, except that I don't trust government to discipline in that way. I just don't trust them.
Well, you might find it interesting that 31 states plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico have abolished corporal punishment. But what that means is that form of disciplining students is still permitted in 19 states. I had no idea.
Wow. Yeah. No, listen, I think it's rough. I don't trust strangers to, it's one thing you call out a kid who's doing something wrong. But again, unless you're, they're about to walk out into traffic, then you can violently grab them to save their life, right?
Yeah.
So there's interventions that seemingly are not so gentle, but they're, life-saving interventions. I don't know that paddling some kid on the butt at school is a life-saving intervention. There may be other ways to go about it before you'd have to resort to that. But again, I think it's up to the parents to figure this out. Many, many adults today were paddled or hit by their kids. And I'm not arguing for or against it necessarily. Obviously, I'm not talking about abuse. Every little thing you do, let's beat you. Again, this is a subject rife with people are going to misunderstand anything we say here, Super Don. But let me just say it. I don't trust the government to determine how to discipline. That's all I'm just saying.
No, I get it. And this school, they sent forms out to the parents, and they got mixed results. Some parents were like, Jesus, finally about time. Please, go ahead. Yeah. And some people
beat
were like,
my
oh, my
kid.
God.
I can't believe you're doing that. Yeah, you beat my kid for me. No, man. Anyway. All right, well, let us know what you think, and maybe we'll comment on it Sunday when we go live again on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Again, prayers to all our friends out in the Carolinas and everywhere else where they're getting drenched right now. Stay dry, stay safe, and we'll be back with more powerful healing as we do each and every, almost every day, 6 days a week. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.